The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Johnny Ray coming up will give us an update on a story that we talked about a while back. I had thought that the baby had died, but apparently it survived having some sort of flashbang grenade going off next to it during a SWAT raid. They tossed the grenade right in the crib. Apparently. Now, I'm sure it was an accident.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, had they not been doing a raid for the insane war on drugs, which I'm just going to guess that's what it was for, then this would probably never have happened.
It was a warrant, I believe.
A warrant.
Probably for drugs.
Okay. So we'll get into that. Johnny Gray's got the details. We'll share that with you. But before we get into that, Mark, you had a question for Johnny Ray. We were talking sort of philosophically about, well, what's the ideal situation for policing here in the United States? Because clearly what we have today is far from the ideal with this monopoly on police, which none of us in the studio agree with. We think that there needs to be drastic change. Ending the war on drugs would be a nice first step. But Johnny Ray, you went so far as to say that you didn't think that there should be any power that these policing groups should have over your fellow man.
Yes, I am not convinced that there needs to be any power to lay hands on anybody or kill somebody. I think that all of us can make changes in our own life that don't radically change our lives for the worse. I think we can all change our own lives to protect us.
I think that's fine, but you just contradicted something you said earlier, or maybe I just misunderstood you. You said you don't think there should be any power to lay hands on or kill anybody, but at the same time, you think people should be able to defend themselves by killing an attacker.
Yes, I don't think that you should have the power to do those things proactively. You can only do them
in defense.
Only in immediate okay. defense of an immediate threat to your life.
What about somebody else's life? The guy's going to shoot my wife or my child, and I decide to shoot him.
Yes, you can do that.
So at this point, what Johnny Ray says is that there's different types of force. Offensive force, defensive force. A subset of defensive force is retaliatory force. Retaliatory force says that if somebody does something bad to you, you can use force to extract some kind of recompense or restitution from that person. So, you'd have to be able to lay hands on that person and, whatever justice it is that is considered societally okay. So you're saying no retaliatory force. And let me ask you this then. You have said that I may use a gun to defend an immediate threat to my family. What if...
your family or to anyone?
Yeah, that's fine. Well, when you start getting to the anyone thing, you start getting farther and farther from knowing what's going on. A guy's holding somebody at gunpoint. I may, in this world where you're talking about where force is highly limited, I may not know why they're holding a gun on that person. And if I just go ahead and shoot somebody who's holding a gun on somebody, I may very well be getting the victim and not the criminal.
Right, because the victim could have turned the tide on the criminal and was holding him at gunpoint.
And there I cap him. Yeah. So
dangerous.
I would encourage all our would-be gunslingers out there to know what you're getting into when you pull your weapon. My curiosity is this.
Right.
So you
saw the classic example is the guy. Remember the guy that called the show? It was a bar fight. Dude stepped into the bar fight and saved this guy from getting his butt kicked. Turns out the guy he saves was the skinhead Nazi who was the one who had kind of started the fight in the first place. So he didn't really know what he was getting into. Sorry, Mark. Go ahead with your question.
So, did you see the new Marvel movie, Guardians of the Galaxy?
No, I didn't.
Okay, Drax the Destroyer's family's been killed by Ronan, who is a rogue Kree warlord. Mm-hmm. And Drax is hell-bent upon exacting vengeance for the death of his wife and children. Great character, well-acted. I think he's fantastic. But, is Drax in the right or in the wrong for attempting to get justice for the killing, the brutal killing of his family.
He's in the wrong.
He's in the wrong. You just got to suck it up and take it. You know, that this killer's killed your wife and your child, the only people you really love on the planet. You just got to suck it up.
You just have to wait around until the killer comes back to get you, and then you can get him.
Or, you know, just keep a good eye on him.
Yeah, you can keep a good eye on him. Killing him doesn't do anything for the people that he has killed.
It doesn't.
It satisfies your sense of personal honor.
But what about getting restituted?
You're not being restituted by killing somebody.
I didn't say kill him. Well, you were bringing up this movie, but I don't think it was to ask the question.
Well, I mean, there's certainly some other questions. Can I lay my hands on him and put him into forced labor on chains in order to produce some kind of good or service that I can then sell and make good with whatever monetary recompense I can get out of him?
No, you can't do that either.
Great. So it doesn't really matter. I can't lock him up to keep him from killing other people.
No, you can't do
that.
How
many people can he, at what point? So he's killed 100 people. My wife and kid were 73 and 74. He has shown a pattern. Can I still not grab him and lock him up and prevent him from killing more people?
No, you cannot.
Okay. So I have to catch him in the act. This is really a very... I mean, I've heard this position before, but do you understand how nuts it sounds, right?
I can sort of understand why you might think it sounds nuts. It doesn't sound nuts to me. It does sound very different. Sounds very radical.
It's radical.
But I think
your solution was to have somebody follow this guy around?
Yes. Yes, because...
For 24 hours a day?
Yeah, or a team of people.
That sounds very expensive.
I think it's less expensive than what we're doing now.
I would agree with that. So
I'm not supporting what we're doing now, and I don't think anyone on this show is supporting what the government guys are doing now to supposedly protect people. What I would propose as the reasonable example of what should be done in these situations, first of all, I don't want to see a monopoly on protection. I want to see competition available in this area. And that means that these agencies or individuals who would be providing protection services would be fully liable for their actions. Today, we have no liability. These people, like you're going to share with us here about the story about the infant who had his face burned away to some extent, just horribly disfigured by the SWAT team in this incident, they're not going to be held liable for this. But in the vision that I would like to share, these people would be personally liable for everything they do, which means you can't just go and find somebody to arrest for some sort of a crime, which we've seen the police do plenty of times today. They just got to have a body. They've got to find someone so they can show the people that they're actually protecting them. It doesn't matter. As long as you're the black guy, then okay, good enough. So the idea would be that if there's this murderer we're talking about, this killer who's out murdering people, and you've got evidence that this is the guy, and you're certain that it's him, then you're fully within your rights to take that person, it's a kidnapping, to kidnap that person and put them on trial for their acts. If it turns out your evidence was incorrect, you botched up the job, you misinvestigated or something like that, and you got the wrong guy, well, then you're fully liable for a kidnapping, and you'll have to be the one who pays the price of restitution to the person you kidnapped in that case. But if you did get the right person, then you've taken a bad guy off of the streets, and then, you know, what to do with them later on is another question to ask.
Well, that's what your idea of this is, and what Johnny Ray probably, you know, at this point hasn't mentioned, but it's really sort of important to this, is that everyone would know that this is a bad guy, right? It would be on his credit report or whatever the free market version of a credit report is. People can choose not to do business with this serial killer who's now killed 100 people. They can make it very uncomfortable for him by not selling him cupcakes and things like that he might really want while he's busy not killing people's family. Okay, so I've got another one for you, Johnny Ray. We'll see just how far this crazy hole goes. Somebody has stolen my car. They have it in their garage. Their garage has glass windows. Some of them, you know, some garage had glass windows. I can see my car, including my bumper stickers, which are really obvious. Like, there's the bumper sticker that says...
I'm sorry, can you start over? I was thinking about Drax.
Yeah. Someone's stolen my car. They've taken my car, they put it in their garage. The garage has glass windows. I can see my bumper stickers. I can clearly see...
It's your car, no doubt.
Clearly see the bumper sticker that says Barack Obama's fired more cruise missiles than all of the Peace Prize winners combined.
Mm-hmm.
Can I break into their garage and aggress upon their structure, because the garage is locked, I have to, you know, pry it open or something like that in order to get my property out of their garage.
Yes.
Now, why is it that I can aggress upon their property, but I can't aggress upon their person?
Before you answer that question, we'll come back with more in moments. 855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts.
Ever wonder why so many politicians violate the U.S. Constitution? Maybe they simply don't understand its principles. Fiat empire, original intent, cultural Marxism, corporate fascism, and Molon Labe explore these issues. Featuring experts like Ron Paul, G. Edward Griffin, Edwin Vieira, Pat Buchanan, John McManus, Larry Pratt, this 12-hour, 8-DVD set is available only at moviepubs.net.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 6, 2014, gold opened at $1,196.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,240.33, $6,20.16 for a half ounce, or $3,10.08 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,240.33, $6,20.16, and $3,10.08.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got Skype. Skype on into the show. Our username is lrn.fm. And is privacy dead? Well, not if you have anything to say about it. On November 7th and 8th, coders privacy specialists, and idea people of all stripes will join together for Hack the Trackers, a transparency and privacy hackathon brought to you by Ghostery. You can enter online or join us in person in New York City to create tools that make the web, and I think by us they mean Hack the Trackers, because I didn't know that we were going to be there. Is there a plan for Free Talk Live to be there?
I don't believe there is.
Okay, so a person in New York City to create tools that make the web a more transparent place or help users manage how much data they share. The hacks will be judged by experts and voted on by an online community, and winners will receive a prize package, including the all-new Black Phone, a secure-by-design smartphone for people who recognize a need for privacy and want a simple, secure place to start. Participation is free, and registration is open now. Visit hackthetrackers.com for more information. That's hackthetrackers.com. So we continue here discussing justice in a future society that does not exist. At least one envisioned by Johnny Ray, as Mark is sort of picking Johnny's brain on this issue of, you know, how should things work? Johnny, you essentially, and correct me if I'm wrong, have said that you don't believe that there's any need whatsoever for any law enforcement or police or security agents or bounty hunters or whoever you might want to hire to protect you from supposed bad guys. That there's no reason whatsoever for them to put any hands on anybody ever. That that the only time you have the ability, according to you, Johnny Ray, to kill someone who may have killed another person is when they are directly threatening you or perhaps a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right so far with what you've said?
Yeah, I would still extend that loved one to be anyone.
To be anyone.
So defensive force is okay.
In the moment,
either personal or for as a license. I mean, so I can have somebody else can protect me as well as me.
And then you asked a question about, okay, well, let's cut all the people out of this and let's go with a theft question.
Right. So property. So if this is true in murder, it's going to be true for everything else. So I mean, if there's somebody coming into my house to burglarize my house, but they don't have a gun. Can I use deadly force upon them?
No.
Okay, no. What do I do? I, like, punch them?
To protect your property? I don't know. I guess I'd have to think about that a little bit. But punching them, putting yourself in between them and your property is what you do. And if they try and go through you, then you give them that neck snap like you see in the movies.
That is a really difficult thing to put in play. I wonder if it's in how many cases in human history that thing has actually worked. Okay, so what you said is that I can, if they steal my car, I can go to their garage and I can break into the garage and get my car, right?
Right.
Now, you know that when I break into their garage, I'm going to break things like the lock or the window or the door or something is going to get broken. So they're going to lose something while I'm getting my property back, right?
Right. You'll be destroying some of their property to get your property back.
Now, can I maliciously, when I go in the garage, knock a bunch of things off their counter or whatever and break them?
That is for the free market courts to decide.
Well, the free market courts may or may not agree with you on this. I'm talking about you, the arbiter in this free market court.
Okay.
You're proposing a system.
I would say no, you could not do that.
In order to be an honorable man, Mark, you must try and mitigate damage to their property while attempting to recover your own.
I believe I'm completely honorable by throwing a Molotov cocktail in that garage as I leave. Frankly, burn that some bitch to the ground.
That is not honorable, and I'm going to be with Johnny Ray on this part of it.
That's your Achilles heel. You believe that revenge has got there's some value to it, and there's not.
I think that
just continues the cycle of violence. And if you want to repossess a product that has been taken from you, and that person will not simply allow you to have it back, then it is your responsibility to only destroy and break into what was necessary to get to and get the product out safely.
Well, this is what I need. I need arbitrators like you guys really second-guessing the way I broke in, too. Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't have to take a skill saw to the wall. You could have broken out a window. My God, what's wrong? You animal! I'm sorry. I've got to say that if this guy's unattached garage, I'm not talking about an attached garage, right? Like burning down this whole house because they're making people.
You kill his family if you do that.
That would not be my intention. So okay, so we've got the situation with the robber. I can get my car back from them. What happens if they they've taken the car and they've sold it? Now, can I go to their house
That's
and get
tricky.
A bunch of things from them that equal the value, the replacement value of the car?
Now, the only thing that you can that you have power over is your own property. So if they sell your
but
car.
But they sold my property.
Right, they sold your
property.
And
they got money from it.
And they exchanged it for money, but you can't, that money is not yours.
Okay.
Only the car is yours.
So I can't even get the money from them.
A free market court might award you the money for it.
Well, would I have to get the specific bills?
But the free market court does
not numbers on them?
Have the power to compel them with force
a free
to pay you.
Right. Well, the free market court that you're talking about doesn't have the power to compel somebody with force. Can't even get this person to show up to testify in their own defense. Right? Like, why would they? Why would they give a darn? They've got my car in a garage, and there's nothing I can do about it. Some people, by the way, who take your position would say that I can't do anything to the garage. That's why
I've heard someone make that
I've asked,
claim.
Right, that the question. That I can't break anything in order to get the car back because that stuff doesn't belong to me. Now, you've said that I can't break it, like, you know, I must take the shortest route through the garage in order to get the car because I can't break extra stuff. So, I mean, you're still tying my hands pretty badly here.
Well, the goal is to recover your property, and that's you want to do that, and that's it. That's all you're entitled to do is recover your own property.
So you do know that some people don't steal all the time, right? Like, there are people that just don't like me or Ian, especially when we're on the radio. You know, they dislike our opinions. So they may not be people that live a life of thievery. They may just be people that like to, you know, that you know, we'll use force now and then, once every few years, in order to sort of get somebody. Now, that person's going to essentially be able to get away with it because they'll be able to you know, make bargains with locals that say, hey, look, you know, you don't like those people. I'm just trying to get a little vigilante justice against them. I think you're really setting up a Hatfields and McCoys situation here where you're not going to see a free market injustice. The fact is, that libertarian thought generally says that a person who has aggressed against you, you can use force to get what you want out of that person.
Generally does, which is why Johnny Ray seems to be taking a much more, I don't know what you call this stance, but it's not necessarily an anti-violence stance. I don't know, is there a name for it, Johnny Ray, whatever it is you're doing, this particular perspective?
No, not that I know of.
All right,
but I know private property. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ian.
No, I want to bring Brian on here. We can continue the nuances of this in a moment. But Brian's in Montana, and you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, real quick. Brian's apparently on hold or something. I don't know what happened there. See if we can get him back. Brian, call us
strange
back.
Noise.
I'm not sure what that was. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you'd like to comment on Johnny Ray's system of justice.
Make me understand this, because Johnny Ray's no fool. I just don't understand.
Well, just because he's not a fool doesn't mean he's not wrong on
as
well. More on the way. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Free Talk Live.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. And do enjoy the features we share with you. If you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, please become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month, and you can do it with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And that $5 we'll take in and invest into Free Talk Live, using it to get on more radio stations around the country. We've got over 160 stations so far. We could have 300, 400, 500. Six is tough to get, but we could probably definitely get 500 stations. But it takes time and it takes money, and that's what the AMP program is about. It's not just about getting radio stations, though. It's also about advertising on the Internet and bringing new Internet listeners on board, as well as expanding our satellite coverage around the world. These are all things that we can do with your $5 a month. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us when you do this. And you get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, as well as the newish AMP-only Facebook group, which has been a lot of fun. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons these days to AMP is to be able to really connect with the other people who are also supporters of the show. So very cool. Amp.freetalklive.com. Johnny Ray, Mark, myself here in the studio tonight talking about free market justice, or at least some of our vision for what that could look like. And as you can tell, the three people behind the microphones on this program tonight do not all agree on what it would end up looking like. But we do know, I think this we can agree on, that today's system is awful and inhumane and needs to be changed dramatically. And I think that there are some things that could be done within the system today to immediately improve it, like ending the war on drugs would be a good one. And let's also, while we're at it, end the war on prostitution and the war on gambling. Let's get rid of the vice so-called crimes and any other crime that doesn't have a victim. And if you only have the government police focus on really going after criminals who've hurt other people, then I think that would be a major shift and a major change in how the police treat people who are not actually, you know, wanted thugs. But beyond that, Johnny Ray, you're talking about a world where not only would the government police not exist, but there would be no private protection agencies either, at least not in the way that they wouldn't work in the way that the government police do, that you're saying they wouldn't be able to kidnap somebody to force them to come to some sort of arbitration or some form of a free market court. You're saying that only would they be able to be monitored. Only would if there were a protection agency, that they would only be able to inform people about this person or be there in case they did happen to attack somebody else. Am I misspeaking or misstating your position?
No, that's a good description of it. Also, I had a picture painted for me by Stefan Molyneux several years ago where he was talking about, I forget what they're called now, but these sort of insurance type companies that would replace government as we know it. And I think it's absolutely plausible that you could have a community, you could self-select a community for yourself where it was possible to starve someone out in a consensual, voluntary manner. If someone came into your community and was a criminal of any kind, then the information was out about him, then people would voluntarily not do any business with him whatsoever.
So the idea would be, and I've heard this idea before, and I don't think it's a bad one, like that this person would be an outlaw, right? So if this person has been accused of murder and there's evidence out there that this person's committed murder or that they're a robber or something like that, then they are considered an outlaw, and there's some sort of system that would track that, which would mean that everybody in that town would have to
ostracize.
If it was a fairly large town, they wouldn't be able to just identify the person by sight. You'd have to have some other kind of identification system. You'd have to have an RFID chip or some sort of tag.
Everybody could have something. It doesn't have to be as invasive as an RFID chip. Yeah, I guess it would be better the more that it was harder to counterfeit.
You could carry it on you, I suppose. But yeah, I see what you're saying there. But then, you know, if you were to walk into a grocery store, some sort of an alarm would go off to indicate that an unwanted person, this outlaw character, was in the store and that you would be able to identify who that person was. I believe that technology could provide some sort of a system like this.
Not globally. Not any
kind of
system. No, but you don't have to have that. You just have to have it for you and your like-minded pals.
It might work on Iceland or something like that.
Yeah, but then how do you deal with somebody who's coming into town who is not part of this system, but is also not an outlaw in the system? You know, there's a lot of big questions to deal with here.
No visiting the town. It's only for like-minded people.
Get out. It gets
only
very
for Johnnyites only.
Let's go to Alma. She's in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live, Alma.
Well, you know, we live in the wild, wild west. It's America's crazy place anyway. But you don't steal from me. You steal from me, I'm going to hurt you. I have never stole anything in my life. I've worked for everything. If you steal from me, I am going to hurt you.
You're a monster, Alma.
You kill my family.
No, she's not.
You kill my family. You better hope I can't find you. You better hide good.
That is the attitude we're dealing with, Johnny Ray, and I've got to say that I have a certain sympathy for Alma's position.
No, I don't think she's doing anything wrong there. I mean, I don't blame her for feeling that way.
As long as they lock them up where I can't get to them, but if I can get to them, Lord help them.
Yeah, wouldn't that prevent more violence if you've got and thank you for the call, Alma. Wouldn't that, if Alma's family was murdered by some killer and she's ready to go out and kill that person back, and of course that would violate your tenets. You said that the person who had done the killing cannot be killed by someone else unless it's in the incident, unless it's in the actual happening of the initial killing, that the defensive killing can't happen except within that parameter. So therefore Alma would be violating your rules. So she's about ready to go out and kill this guy. Wouldn't it prevent more violence for some protection agency to come in and say, whoops, we're going to arrest this guy. We got enough evidence to convict him of murder and send him away to where he can actually work to restitute the victims, to restitute Alma, send her checks, rather than giving her the satisfaction of being able to commit the this very same act back. Wouldn't that actually prevent violence?
I think the threat of vigilantism in the mind of a would-be perpetrator would reduce crime. But I'm not going to, and I wouldn't shed a tear for Alma's victims if they were guilty, but I also wouldn't advocate what she's doing. I wouldn't support her going out and taking revenge on someone who had stolen from her.
But at the same time,
I think revenge is a vestigial emotion that is with us from the days of are being animals in the wild.
But I agree with you that, you know, revenge is not the, you know, not the greatest emotion.
But hold on, Johnny Ray. So now we've got Alma going back out to kill the killer, right? That's what she's doing. Now we're in this scenario here. She's going out. Her family's been killed.
Well, she was talking about people who stole from her, but we can say we can upgrade it.
I thought she said something about killing. But anyway, so she's going out.
Well, I think the suggestion is if they're in her house, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't. That wasn't clear. It sounded to me like you better hide. She said you better hide and you better hide good. I don't think she just meant in your house. It sounded to me like she was going to come out and kill you wherever you are.
Yes, she said
you killed her family. So she's now coming after the killer. You happen to be on the street where she confronts this killer, and she's about to kill the killer. Are you going to come to his defense?
That I am legally bound by the tenets of Johnnyism to shoot Alma.
See, your system is creating more violence, Johnny Ray. Isn't the ideal to not have violence is to eliminate as much violence as we can possibly eliminate from society?
Yeah, if you want a lack of violence, you're going to need justice. And I don't think what you're talking about is justice.
I think that I'm being pragmatic, and I think that all of the goals of the goals that would be served by locking somebody up or by executing somebody after they have committed their crime, I think all those goals can be achieved without ever laying hands on someone. And I don't think everybody has to get on board with this plan. I think it's a great plan, and I think that the majority of people would choose to get on my plan, but you don't have to have everybody part of it for it to succeed.
Okay, you talked about practicality, and I have to kind of question the practical aspect of this.
We might just be able to do that here in moments, but we'll also take your calls. In the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up shortly, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, brought to you by ProXBN, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You can also join us via Skype at username lrn.fm. More coming up. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Beautiful. Bellwood flooring just got even better with twice the scratch resistance and four times the abrasion resistance of other brands. And right now, Lumber Liquidators has exclusive deals on Bellwood with savings up to 40%. Choose from over 140 varieties, including Brazilian cherry, American walnut, even Bellwood's hot new matte finish that gives you that oil-finished look without all the maintenance. All with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. First ever 36-month financing is available. But hurry, these amazing deals end Tuesday.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Kill. Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free, 855-450-FREE. You can also connect with us on Skype. Skype username, lrn.fm. Send a contact request. It'll be approved. And it'll be easy for you to call from that point forward and talk about whatever's on your mind with you in the studio. Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us coming up at Keenvention. That's happening October 31st through November 2nd. It is the second annual Keenvention, and it's on track to be about, I would say, the same size, maybe slightly larger than last year's Keenvention. And last year's was an intimate event, probably about 100-some people, 115 or so, showing up over the weekend. And at any moment, there were anywhere from 40 to 60 people actually in the convention hall area, which means you get to meet pretty much everybody that's there. You get to meet these activists that you've heard about so often here on Free Talk Live as we discuss the Free State Project, the idea of moving liberty-oriented people to New Hampshire to get active, to achieve more freedom in our lifetime. What are those activists doing? Well, sometimes we talk about those things here on Free Talk Live, but at Keenvention, that's all we'll be talking about throughout the entire weekend. We'll be focusing on different styles and forms of activism and talking to various different activists. We probably will have at least three or four dozen of some of the bigger named activists in the New Hampshire area be speaking there. We've got panel discussions and keynote speeches. Looking forward to it, and it's coming together. So go to keenvention.info. Not too late to get your tickets for just $60 or the Bitcoin equivalent of $60. You can do that over at keenvention.info. You can watch videos from last year, including Johnny Ray with his panel last year, the Old School Movers panel. So you can check that out. Plus, Mark, you were on a panel last year, the news media panel, which you will now be hosting the media panel this year.
Tis true.
So kind of changing things up a little bit here and there, adding some new panels in and adding a couple of exciting events, including the premiere of the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, the documentary film that will be having its theatrical premiere during Keenvention. So all of that happening and more. Come on up. It's going to be a good time. Keenvention.info. Go get your tickets. Reserve your hotel rooms. They're cheap.
Ian, when I think of Keenvention, I think of the diffuse, soft glow of a hotel room's chandelier, sorry, not a hotel, yeah. but a hotel convention room, chandelier. I think of the smell of pumpkin spice. I think of sweaters. I think of Bill Domenico, one of the warmest things in the world. And I think of bright orange lanyards.
Yes, the lanyards will be returning this year, but I picked a different material. So last year was like a shoelace-style material. This year we're going with nylon, and we'll see how that works out. So a little bit different. Actually, they're a little more expensive. So spend a little bit of extra cash on that. Keenvention.info. Come on out and enjoy it. There's also stuff outside of the hotel that happens. Like you can go cop blocking with folks from Keen Cop Block. You can also hit the streets and do some Robin Hooding. Last year, the city actually shut down the parking enforcement for both the Friday and the Saturday during Keenvention because they knew Keenvention was coming to town. And they didn't want to deal with, you know, half a dozen people out at one time doing Robin Hooding, saving people from getting parking tickets. So the question is, will they shut down the parking enforcement again this year in celebration of Keenvention or in honor or fear of Keenvention, whatever their reasoning. So we'll find out and let you know as time goes on. Keenvention.info. Let's go to Thomas in West Virginia listening to WVTS. Hello, Thomas.
Hello. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. You're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. I wanted to touch up on the subject of the victimless crimes and also ending the war on drugs.
Sure.
In the United States today, we have more people in prison than probably any other country in the world, I would say.
I think that's true.
And a huge percentage of them.
And per capita. The U.S. imprisons more people per capita than any other country in the world.
Yeah, right. But
we're the freest country in the world, too.
Yeah, we're supposed to be the freest country in the world. But, Most of them are just self drug addicts, or got caught with a little bit of weed or something like that.
Yep, or drug dealers.
Victimless crimes, and like you said, that they didn't kill anybody, but they're in prison with murderers, rapists, child molesters, you know, the sickos, and what. The government, I think, needs to do is realize that the war on drugs is a waste of taxpayers' money, and they need to put the drug addicts and the drug dealers in the rehabilitation centers and try to get them help.
I don't even think they should do that, and here's why. If you force someone into rehab, it's just not worth anyone's while because you're wasting the drug addict's time because they're not ready for it. If you don't choose rehab for yourself, so you're wasting the addict's time and you're also wasting the clinic's time as well. Now, in the case of forced rehab, the clinic usually doesn't really care because they're getting a check guaranteed to them. But ultimately, you are wasting all of those people's time. And I think that let's leave the drug addicts alone as far as the system is concerned and leave it in the hands of the people who love them and care for them, whether they be family members, neighbors, friends, or coworkers. Let the people who are connected to those people help, try to offer those people help. But, you know, even then, they shouldn't be able to force someone into treatment, I don't think.
You brought up a good point, and that turned on a light bulb in my head.
There you go, Thomas. I thank you for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It feels like more compassion to say, well, let's put them in treatment instead. But as long as your solution is let's force them into treatment, it's not a compassionate solution. You may be able to argue that it's slightly better than putting someone in jail, but it's not that much better than putting someone in jail.
Well, I think that when you're talking about this issue, what's very what's obvious is that you can look at places around the world, Portugal, Amsterdam, you can see that drug decriminalization works.
It may not be obvious, but it's true.
Okay. Well, anybody who spends any kind of time with this is going to come to the conclusion that drug decriminalization works.
Research Portugal, the results have been amazing after over a decade now.
What we haven't seen is whether drug legalization works, whether or not just making, you know, heroin and crack available in drug stores where it would be clean and safer.
Cheap.
But we don't know whether that would work. But here's the question. The thing that worries me the most about it is when you make something like that available, you need to, the next step is advertising, right? Like if I'm a, you know, you've got some drug company producing good clean heroin and good clean crack and good clean crank. What is that? What is crank?
Speed?
Method? I don't know. Anyway.
Amphetamines?
Yeah, that stuff. What they're good clean products. Then, you know, advertising is advertising for a reason. There's a reason that there are commercial breaks on Free Talk Live is because those commercial breaks work. You know, so are
but
they...
Sometimes you have to pee.
Yeah, well, there's that too. Within talk show hosts need breaks. So, you know, what will that world look like where they can advertise, come get your crank?
Well, it'll only look like that if the companies who are allowing the advertising will accept it. I mean, there
why wouldn't
many
they? Alcohol is a very damaging drug. We all know it, and all you have to do is take a look. And every major ad venue out there is willing to take beer advertisements and liquor advertisements.
They may not be willing to take crack. Ads.
Maybe not the first week.
Hmm. Okay.
I think what would be more popular in this free realm is something that's not quite as potent as methamphetamines or methamphetamines as they currently are. I think we might have some energy drinks that have got a little bit of meth in there. And that's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, I don't know. But as far as I'm concerned, I'd rather have all of that than forcing people who would make these choices to go to a prison cell or forcing them into rehab.
I don't think those are the only choices, Ian. That's the point I'm trying to make here is that there's decriminalization in many countries. Mm-hmm. That decriminalization is working. We know that it's working. We can look at the evidence and that they're...
You're arguing against legalization?
I'm asking a question.
Okay.
And, like, you don't have the answers.
I don't care what the answer is.
I know. That's really where...
putting people in prison cells.
That's where the hardline libertarian position comes is I don't really care.
Yeah, you deal
with it. I'm not going to do crank.
Deal with it and come up with creative solutions to educate people on why crack smoking is a bad thing. That's what works.
It's not about, so it's going to be, the company that sells crack is going to be much more economically incentivized to advertise crack than I am to get together with some friends and say, hey, you know what we should do? You know what the most important thing we can do with our money right now is advertise that people shouldn't do crack. That's there's a different set of incentives there. I get no money from people not doing crack, but I'm going to spend my money. I know it's not.
It's not my problem. Look, if you care about this issue, Mark, then you'll spend time and money on it. If you don't care, then shut up because you don't care.
Well, maybe.
Johnny Ray's game of the week. What is it this week? It's the same one as last week.
Yes,
right?
Rise of Nations. I still have not cracked the shell of this thing.
You're getting your butt kicked.
Yes, I am.
Game that people are getting their butt kicked on is Alien Isolation. I'm interested in playing that one, where you're on this spaceship and the alien from the classic iconic movies that people might have seen is after you, and you really can't do anything to kill it, so you have to just try to survive.
There was a study about involving Rise of Nations that supposedly increased people's working memory competency, and my working memory sucks.
We'll come back with more tomorrow night. See you then. FreeTalkLive.com.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.